This is the residence guide for Anfield Manor in Douglas. Anfield Manor exists for the benefit of its residents. This is your home, where you can rest assured of safety and comfort. Our objectives are to support you in enjoying life and in maintaining your dignity, independence, and individuality. Anfield Manor is your home, and you're free to enjoy all of it as you wish, with any assistance you may require. As well as your own room, there's plenty of communal space to make use of, including the TV lounge, the quiet lounge, the dining room, the garden and outdoor patio, the smoking room with TV. In addition to the ensuite facilities in your room, there are also three shared bathrooms and a shower room, which have lifting equipment for extra support when needed and special toilet facilities. To help you get around the house independently, there is a passenger lift accessible by all four floors of the home. As well as the garden patio outside for recreation, there is also a car park at the side of the house which your friends or relatives are welcome to use. Stay in touch. You're welcome to use the phone if you wish. When you want to make a call, just ask a member of staff for help. Friends and family can telephone you too at any time. There is also a fax within office hours and a wireless internet connection. At your service, your care plan. Every resident at Anfield Manor has a care plan. Among things like your medical history and the names and addresses of your GP and relatives, it also serves as a reminder to the care staff of your preferences in general. If you want to see your care plan to discuss changes, please ask the manager, the responsible person, or the senior on duty, and they will happily make it available for you. Catering. Anfield Manor has its own fully equipped kitchen, so meals are cooked right here as good old-fashioned home cooking. You're welcome to join in meals in the communal dining room. Of course, if you wish to eat in your own room, this can be arranged. The dishes of the day are up on the menu board. If you have any favourites that are not already available, or ideas and suggestions for new dishes or improvements, please discuss with the chef or the manager, or raise them at the next residence meeting. Breakfast is available in the dining room from 8 to 9:30 a.m. It can be taken earlier in your room if you wish. Lunch is at 12 noon, and tea is from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Drinks and snacks are available between meals and on request. Birthdays are special and merit a cake. There's usually a special birthday buffet too. Laundry. The Anfield Manor laundry is located on the garden floor. However, for health and safety reasons, residents are not allowed there. Linen and clothing are laundered by the care staff on a regular basis. Minor repairs to clothing are also carried out by staff. If you have any special requests or concerns about your laundry, please raise these with the manager or the senior on duty. Dry cleaning can be arranged at an extra cost. Cleaning. The housekeeping team cleans 7 days a week all over the home. Your room should receive a thorough clean on a regular basis when even the furniture is moved, as well as the day-to-day tidy-ups. Security. The safety and security of both you and the staff at Anfield Manor is paramount. You are free to come and go. We just ask that you inform a member of staff when you go out, and if possible, let staff know an approximate time of return. This is purely in the interests of safety. Also, your visitors ask to sign in and out for security and fire safety. There is a lockable facility for safe custody of medicines and valuables available for your bedroom if you feel you need it. Just ask the manager. Management of personal monies. Although a lockable facility is available, please don't keep sizeable amounts of cash in your room. The manager, Mrs. Kath Peach, will hold money and keep an account on your behalf, or for more substantial sums, it is preferable for a relative or person with power of attorney to be involved. Complaints. The management and staff of Anfield Manor sincerely hope you never have cause for complaint. However, it is policy to view complaints as an opportunity to learn, adapt, and provide better services. Whatever the issue, please speak out. If you want to make a complaint, 1. Talk to the senior or any care assistant on duty. Most issues can be sorted out this way. Or 2. Talk to the complaints manager, Mrs. Peach. If you don't agree with her response, 3. Put your complaint in writing to the home. If a complaint cannot be resolved internally, please contact the Registration and Inspection Unit, Department of Social Care, 4th floor Markwell House, Douglas, IM1 2RZ, or telephone 01624 642 423. If you do not have a detailed copy of the complaints procedure, please ask for one. At any time, you can get a relative or friend to act for you, but it must be clear they're acting with your permission, ideally given in writing. Life at Anfield Manor. Activities and participation. There is a range of organised activities in which you are welcome to take part. These include a film club, bingo, sing songs, visits from professional entertainers, as well as staff organised entertainment. Main holidays and birthdays merit special celebrations, and there are tri-annual parties where everyone, including the local community, is invited to join in. If you have any suggestions for activities, please tell our manager, Mrs. Peach. Forthcoming events are announced on the notice board, along with photographs and reports of recent events. Make sure our manager, Mrs. Peach, knows of any help you may need to pursue your hobbies, such as special shopping, etc. The residents' meeting, held every 6 months, provides a forum for debate where you're invited to express ideas, suggestions and criticisms, and also includes issues such as activities and special trips out. Visitors. Visitors are welcome. You can choose to entertain in the communal areas or in your own room as you prefer. Guests are welcome to join in meals if you wish. If you are expecting visitors who may arrive after 9 p.m, please ask them to make a prior arrangement with the staff. Relatives inclusion. Your relatives have access to the management and care team if they wish. This can take the shape of a formal, pre-arranged meeting or just a friendly chat. There is an official biannual meeting where relatives are invited to share their thoughts and feelings about the services and care at Anfield Manor and discuss any changes or improvements they would wish to make. Religious observance. Anfield Manor respects all religious convictions. If you wish to attend a religious service or to receive a visit from a representative of your faith, this can be arranged. Please make your wishes known to the staff. Privacy and dignity. You have a right to respect, and it is Anfield Manor policy to treat you accordingly. If you feel that your privacy or dignity are being compromised, this is the basis for complaint. Please do not hesitate to bring this to the attention of staff or to the complaints manager, Mrs. Peach. Fire precautions and emergencies. Anfield Manor meets the most stringent fire safety regulations. There is an integrated fire alarm system with smoke detectors in every bedroom, in addition to smoke or heat detectors, emergency lighting, clearly marked emergency exits, fire doors and alarm call points throughout the building. Every bedroom, including yours, has a special fire-resistant door. You'll also find on the back of your door what to do if a fire alarm sounds. Fire plans are by the main entrance. These show where emergency exits, extinguishers, etc. are located. All members of staff receive regular training and practice in fire containment and evacuation procedures and take part in fire drills. Staff are also trained in the handling of other emergencies, such as enlisting the assistance of ambulance or police services. There are regular fire drills, and you will be informed well in advance to avoid an unpleasant surprise. In the unlikely event of a fire, stay calm. If you're in one of the communal areas, a member of staff will guide you to safety. If you're in your bedroom, stay there. A member of staff will come and take you to safety. Placement reviews. Your placement and care plan is reviewed monthly. Where appropriate, and with your agreement, your relatives are welcome to be involved. The manager carries out a satisfaction survey annually, and you or your relatives are free to speak to the registration authority at their annual inspection if you so wish. Outside services. A number of community services are available on a regular basis, including GP and district nurse visits, plus community healthcare services as and when required, with weekly visits by private chiropodists, together with the NHS nail care service, and hairdressers. Any regular special services you require for your health should be noted on your care plan. To arrange services such as hairdressing, just talk to the senior on duty or Mrs. Peach.